The Guardian.
I'm here with Professor Theodora Duca and Dr. Matt Field. You've both been looking at alcohol, binge drinking, and the brain functions. Starting with you, Theodora, what's your latest research found?
My latest research has supported previous findings, and it is comparing binge drinkers versus non-binge drinkers. In other words, people as binge drinkers are classified the ones who not only drink heavy amounts of alcohol, but also in a form of binge drinking patterns, which means that they drink a lot of amount in a short time, to which leads often to drunkenness. We have found that when we compare binge drinkers to non-binge drinkers in tasks which examine the function of frontal lobe, in other words, functions like planning, deciding, being able to inhibit an inappropriate response, binge drinkers are much more impaired than non-binge drinkers, especially female binge drinkers. These are the latest data we have got.
Why is it affect females more?
We think that females are more affected because they get more easily drunk for similar amounts that they may drink with their male counterparts. And because drunkenness, we think, is what insults the brain more, maybe that's the reason.
And Dr. Field, you've been looking at some slightly different aspects, haven't you?
Yeah, so in a lot of the research I've done, what we've been doing is comparing people who drink relatively heavily versus people who don't drink at all, or who are light drinkers. And what we see is, and these people aren't tested when they're intoxicated, not when they're drunk, but what we see is we know a number of cognitive differences between these groups. So heavy drinkers tend to be particularly impulsive, and they tend to be get very easily distracted by alcohol-related cues in the environment. And much of the research that I've done is trying to untangle what causes what. So it could well be that alcohol causes brain damage, for example, which then leads to these cognitive changes. Or it could be that these cognitive changes might somehow lead people to drink more, and therefore they're not necessarily a consequence of heavy drinking, but they might be a cause of it. And much of my research has actually demonstrated that both of these possibilities are probably true. So on the one hand, heavy drinking can alter the way in which the brain functions, and this has a knock-on effect in that then if you've altered the way the brain functions, this then alters your behaviour, so you drink more. And I'm starting to focus on the issue of alcohol use in adolescence, and that's of particular interest because in adolescence, the part of the brain which controls a lot of these cognitive processes, the prefrontal cortex, is still developing during adolescence. So it's a variety of different sources of evidence, most of which has been conducted in the USA. It will suggest that if you drink heavily during adolescence, then this might produce more drastic effects on cognitive function compared to if you drink during adulthood.
So we don't really know what causes what?
No, we don't really know. We have evidence from animal studies that maybe binge drinking really damages the brain. But what, for instance, Matt said is that only with longitudinal studies where we take adolescents from early on and follow them up maybe to 5-10 years, we will be able to be conclusive about what is cause and what is effect. For the time being, it's only really animal studies that support the evidence that alcohol damages maybe and bring about dysfunction of the brain.
And just to add to that, actually, there's some studies from animals and from humans showing that when you look at particular cognition, so impulsivity, so when people are particularly impulsive, this can predate alcohol and drug involvement. So people who are naturally more impulsive, when they eventually come into contact with alcohol and drugs, they're more likely to develop an alcohol problem. And that's, I think, a fairly robust finding from both animal research and from human research.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.